I would say that the research side at Pfizer at Sandwich, the 10 years I worked there, was one of the best managed, I would think, anywhere in the world. We had 5 blockbuster drugs from that site in 10 years with a very small research group. It was amongst the most productive ever. And it really came down to leadership, just 3 very good leaders, I would say. In addition to the organisation, the project was very well managed, and we actually all liked working together, very strong teamwork, and even after all these years, we're still very close friends. That was very important as well. Doggedness in obtaining the money to fund the initial 12-patient study. You know, if I'd have given up at that point, well, drug would never have been invented. And then, as I mentioned before, the really excellent execution of the clinical program over those 4 years. We put a schedule together in 1993, but 1997, they completed that schedule, only slipped, I think, about 4 or 6 weeks, which is very, very good. And then the pre-launch publicity of the drug was unprecedented. As I said, it was probably too good, and they probably had to do a little bit of anti-publicity at some point. This slide is one slide taken from a whole presentation I give, so I'm not going to go into it in great detail. But the 3 P's model of leadership and management, if you don't know this model, I'd recommend that you read a little bit about it. I found it over the years to be really good. Excellent execution is actually very difficult and very rare. I've worked in a lot of places over the last 35 years, and good leadership actually isn't that common. And good management further down the organisation isn't that common. I think if you study this, you'll see that having a clear understanding of what your purpose is, this is where, for instance, the product profiles, etc., came in, understanding the processes for managing the teams, and also the whole sort of team effectiveness, the intersection of the purpose, people and process is really important. I won't go through this because I'll end up talking for an hour on it if I do, but if you're interested, I do have a slide set I can send to Shai and send on to you that goes into this in great depth. All 3 important for excellent execution. If any one of those 3 is weak, then it tends to set you up for a difficult time and potentially failure. Also, behaviours. I mean, all this kind of thing is a very human endeavour. Individual and team behaviours can be absolutely determinant of success. Management decisions can make or break a project and a company. Another company, a few years later, had their own Viagra. They gave it away. They decided there wasn't a market. They had the wrong marketing information. I'm not going to tell you which that company is. You can work it out for yourself. That drug is now sold by another company and is earning $2 billion a year. One management decision. One could have made a massive difference to that company. So, the bottom line here, I'm going to use the word governance. Governance is essential. Effective governance of a project, organization, will strongly determine success or failure. It doesn't matter how creative you are, how good your ideas are, how much drive you've got. If you're working with people that are going to make bad decisions and they have authority over you, you're going to get undermined. You have to find some way around them or go work somewhere else.